We'll get our net worth from the September 28th, 2012 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, this is the Rain Report. I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY. Last week, we took a look at why every 2, 220, and 440 repeater should have a weekly net. Now that we've established the reasons why, see last week for the reasons, Rain's founder-producer Hap Holly, KC9RP, recommends what your new net should contain and how to motivate club members and non-members alike to participate in the net.
What should a net include? How about an RF flea market trading post? It's a good way to help your members and non-members learn of equipment that's out there that's looking for a home. Maybe you're looking for a piece of radio gear or accessory that somebody listening on the net can provide for you. You can give prices today, but it's a good policy not to haggle on the repeater net regarding whatever price someone wants. Take a phone number, take an email address, take a Twitter address, Facebook, and do that off the air. Number two item that you should include on a net or may want to consider, local announcements. There's so much territorialism among repeaters. Sometimes I think it's worse in the urban area than less urban. Get above that. Be above that petty politics, that petty BS, and promote the activities of all the organizations in your area. Invite the other repeaters to come on your net and promote an upcoming class, upcoming course, public service event, whatever it might be. Because, frankly, one hand washes the other. If you're there to promote your neighbor radio club and they promote you on their nets, everybody wins. Everybody benefits from that. Number three, bulletins from the ARRL, AMSAT, Rain Report, etc. Again, when you have members who are informed, they can make better decisions to help preserve our frequencies. Number four, promote public service events. The two, I think, most important tools for helping a repeater stay active and be involved locally, politically, both your weather type nets and public service events. Number five, conduct mini interviews of your first time check-ins. You know, everybody wants to be recognized. Everybody wants to be appreciated, of course. And one way of doing that is to call Joe, K9XYZ, when he checks in for the first time. Hey, Joe, what do you do? How long have you been in the area? What do you like about ham radio? Get to know Joe because your members and non-members would get to know Joe as well. And perhaps we'll contact or talk to him after the net or some other time on that repeater. There's nothing worse than getting on a repeater, especially if you're from out of town, and say, KC9RP is listening and in town visiting or here on business. Anybody around? And it's so discouraging not to have anyone reply. Of course, today, part of the problem is that you don't know what the heck PL you want to use, because everybody's running PL as they need to now with all the RF flying around. But it's discouraging if you don't have a repeater directory or a way to determine what PL you need to use. In that case, on your repeater, you might have customized IDs, like the repeater I was involved in the 80s had in Chicago. The Bear, the Broadcast Employees Amateur Repeater. One of the announcements every several hours mentioned RPL. This is the Bear, the Broadcast Employees Amateur Repeater, with 107.2 PL. Holy mackerel, if I'm from out of town, I say, oh, thank God almighty, I now know what PL to put in my radio. Of course, if you put in the right PL and nobody talks to you, I guess it doesn't really make a lot of difference, does it? Don't let guests go untalked to. Okay, and the last item that I think is good for what you might want to have in your net, something I loved doing back in the 80s when I was running the Fair Information Service in Chicago, which was simulcast on a handful of repeaters that averaged more than 90 check-ins a week. But an item we had a lot of fun with was something called the 90-second sound-off, in which the timer was set to 90 seconds. Anyone could sound off about something to do with ham radio. But it had to be ham radio, though. It couldn't be the local school district going on strike or something like that. It had to be ham radio related. And during that 90 seconds that he or she has to sound off, you can't unkey your radio. Because if you unkey your radio, then you forfeit your option to continue on for that full 90 seconds. And if you go over that 90 seconds, you suddenly will hear on certain repeaters, "Time out." And that's not something you want to have happen when you're expressing an opinion. So the 90-second sound off is great because it attracts interest to your repeater, and people may talk about what you sounded off about last week for 90 seconds. It will stimulate conversation on yours and even other repeaters. The third and final area, how do we motivate people to listen and then check into our nets? I have what I call the four V's. V as in to be or not to be. Four V's of checking in. One, when you're running a net on your repeater, be on time. Nothing worse than tuning into what you expect will be a net at 8 o'clock. And you hear George saying, yeah, Al's supposed to be here to run a net, I think. I'm not entirely sure, but I can actually run it if I have to, but I've never done it before. No. That's why you need a net coordinator to be sure that A, there is a net control assigned to that night, and B, to be sure they get their butt on the radio at the right time at 8 o'clock or whatever the starting time is supposed to be. The second point, be organized. No worse, and I don't really have anything tonight. We'll take the check-ins. Anybody know if friends around to talk about local ham fest? No, you can do better than that. Let's be a little more professional. So be on time and organized.
You're listening to a talk about why you should have a net on your repeater, given by Rains Hap Holly, KC9RP, September 15th at the Radio Expo Hamfest in Belvedere, Illinois. We'll conclude Hap's presentation in a moment. This is the Rain Report, heard as part of the TuneIn Radio app on your nearest iPhone.
The second one, be selective when you check stations in. No, I don't mean discriminate towards anybody or not checking in every station that wants to check in, but be selective. Find a way, a system, that you don't have stations doubling on top of each other, piling up on top of each other. Nothing more intimidating to a new ham than to be trying to check into a net on a handheld, probably, and about 30 miles away, than to not be able to get in because there are other stations that keep stepping on them, trying to check in themselves. Take stations by county. Take stations by their prefix of their call. If your call starts with K, check in now. Or if your call sign starts with a W, or if the first letter after the number in your call sign falls between A and I, check in now. If stations that have been licensed 5 years or less, check in now. 10 years or less, however way you want to do it. So be selective in having a system that you can have stations use with which to check in. Number three way of motivating people to check in and listen, be personable. If you know the name of the station checking in or where it's located, you know that Joe just checked in and he's just upgraded, making a point for everybody to know. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Joe, K5XYZ, just passed his general. That's a big deal in Joe's life and will make him feel terrific and important. And everybody wants to feel important and recognized. So the third B, be ready to welcome guests on your net. Give check-ins something to talk about. Now we need to give check-ins something to talk about. And I have here four A's. Number one, ask for traffic and announcements. There's an excellent opportunity in your net for the stations that are checking in to, again, promote what their radio club, repeater group, is doing. And if your organization feels so inadequate that it doesn't want to or doesn't feel like it wants to promote other activities in the area, shame on you. That's the first A. The second A, after traffic, promote other clubs. Just what I've been talking about here. It's a win-win situation. You promote them, hopefully they'll promote you on their net. The third A, ask their opinion. I used to have a lot of fun and a lot of success in motivating people to squeeze that pickle to check in by having a survey question, a ham radio survey question, like, how many handhelds do you have? A, 1, B, 2, C, 3, D, 4 more. You'd be surprised when people will come out of the woodwork and check in if they feel that somebody actually wants to know what they think. So ask your check-ins for their opinion. And your fourth A, ask guests about themselves. Again, when people feel recognized or feel important, then they'll come back. They'll stick around. They'll say, hey, I checked into the Cornhuskers net last night, and boy, I really enjoyed myself. They actually asked me who the hell I was, what was I doing there? And of course, that sounds like they're stalking you, but no, you know where I'm going with that. Be social and personable, and ask the guests you're checking about themselves. All right, and the final A, actually there are five, I lied. Ask first-time check-ins to talk about themselves. People love to talk about themselves, generally, especially hams. So that's a good opportunity to take up some time if you're waiting for Joe to get ready to run Newsline or the Rain Report. That's a good way to kill some time and provide a little entertainment of one degree or another. To review, what purpose does a net serve? To promote club activity, check repeater performance, provide a sense of community, track severe weather, inform the community, connect with area and visiting hams, to serve as a showcase for your repeater organization. What should we include in our local net? Any or all of these, the RF flea market, announcements from local radio clubs and repeater organizations, ARRL or other ham radio related bulletins, promote public service events, conduct many interviews with the members, news and features, i.e. Newsline and the Rain Report, and the 90-second sound off. And finally, how do we motivate folks to check in? Start the net on time, be organized, be selective to avoid doubling, be personable, make check-ins feel welcome. Welcome first-timers who may become club members. Give the listeners something to talk about outside the net. Ask for traffic or announcements of other organizations. Present a survey question. ask for time check-ins to talk about themselves, and ask for license upgrades, ask for new club members to talk about themselves. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that will give you some ideas on what you can do to bring members to your repeater club. Just as importantly, promote your radio club every week on your local repeater via a net.
That concludes Why Repeaters Should Have a Net, a talk delivered by RAIN's founder-producer, Hap Holly, AC9RP, at the Radio Expo Hamfest, September 15th, in Belvedere, Illinois. If you missed our first excerpt from Hap's talk, you'll find it on therainreport.com. The RAIN Report is copyright 1990-2012 RAIN, all rights reserved. I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, bidding you a very 73 from all of us at the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.